Amy Grace, come on up. Y'all give it up for Amy Grace. I so badly want to spoil your story because I love it and I want to share it, but I'm going to let her do it. And so I'm thankful for your yes and for what you're about to share. And so just want to pray before we go forward. Lord Jesus, take this time, get glory for yourself, lead us in your direction. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amy Grace.
Thank you, Kyle. Hello, my name is Amy Grace. My story has a lot to it, and I'm not going to get into every detail because we would be here all night. But this last year has been a super transformative year in my life. I just got back from an 8-week-long mission trip with an organization called GenSend, and it completely changed my life. I spent 8 weeks in Billings, Montana. If you know where that is, I'd be shocked. It's in the middle of nowhere still. But those 8 weeks changed my life, and I'm going to share a little bit about how I got to that point, and I'm just really excited to share what the Lord has done in my life. So I grew up going to church probably for like the first 8 years of my life. We were pretty involved in our local church up until my parents had a falling out with the leadership in our church. And at that point, we kind of just stopped going to church altogether. We would go here and there, Christmas, Easter, but we never really had spiritual conversations in my home. And so I really didn't know anything about Jesus or what he had done for me. It wasn't until I started dancing with a Christian dance studio that I began to be taught the gospel on a regular basis. And it was the dance teachers in my life that poured into me. They taught me the gospel, but they also just cared about me as a person, and that was huge. I grew up with 5 siblings, and so I often kind of felt overlooked, not because my parents intentionally did that, but it was just kind of how it played out. I was the younger middle child, and so for a lot of my life, I just kind of did my own thing and was on my own. And so when I had older people that saw something in me and that cared enough to ask about my day, ask about my life, like that completely changed everything for me. And that was the first time that I encountered God's love. It was through people that were willing to give up their time to pour into my life. And so at age 14, I ended up giving my life to the Lord, and I knew that a lot in my life had to change. But still, even though I had the realization that like Jesus had died for me and I was giving up my life to follow him, I didn't really know what that looked like. And I spent age 14 to 19 trying to find purpose in life. And I thought I was gonna find purpose in dance. I thought I was gonna find it in work. Thought I was gonna find it in relationships. Thought I was gonna find it in friendships. And everything just always fell through. And by my sophomore year of college, I was honestly just really confused. I kept asking the Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? What am I supposed to do? Like, how do I follow you? I had this desire and this passion to follow the Lord, but like, I didn't know how to do it. I thought that I had to do a specific thing to fulfill God's purpose for my life. And so a huge part of my life has been the local church. The local church has poured into me so much. Jesus loves the church and he calls us to be a part of the church. And so I was sitting in a life group in my church in Dallas one Sunday when my college pastor announced that we would be taking a mission trip to Las Vegas. I signed up for it that day and I still don't really know why, because I had never been interested in going on a mission trip and sharing the gospel and like talking to a bunch of people like that, never my thing. I was always kind of reserved, kind of just liked being behind the scenes. I didn't want to be put on the front lines like that, but still, for some reason, I said yes. And so later, at the beginning of the summer, we spent a week in Las Vegas, Nevada, and for the first time, I saw God work in a place that I never thought he could work in. I knew a lot about God at that point, and I knew that he was mighty and he was powerful. And still, like, I had this unbelief that he was able to reach people in a place like Las Vegas. I don't know if you've ever been, but there is so much darkness there. And it just completely blew my mind that, one, there was enough believers there to have an entire church. And two, like, these believers gave their entire lives to to make Jesus known in the city. Like every Friday, they would dedicate 6 hours of their evening that they could be spending with friends or family or doing literally anything else. And they spent those 6 hours setting up church in a middle school for Sunday. Like that completely blew my mind, just how sacrificial these people were. I had never seen that before. And so I left that trip knowing that I wanted to do that with my life. Like, I wanted to live a life that was laid down for the sake of the gospel. And so I left that trip not really knowing what that was going to look like, but I knew that the Lord had started to stir my heart for something. And so I came home, and I really had this desire to make Jesus known here in Houston. And so I remember talking with Cal, and we just encouraged each other in that we both wanted to reach the city. And I began to pray through the call on my life to missions. Cal gave me a book called Radical by David Platt. And after I read that book, I was like, I think I'm called to missions, which was crazy because I spent my entire life being like, I am never gonna like just give up my life for the sake of missions. Like that was crazy to me, and I liked my life here in Houston. And so the idea of possibly moving across the world was like so not appealing, but I couldn't ignore this stirring that the Lord had put in my heart. And so I just prayed. And as I prayed throughout that summer, by the end of it, and through a random series of events, at least I thought it was pretty random, I began to look into this program called GenSend. And GenSend is a program for college students, and you get sent out to a city, a major city in the country, and you live 6 to 8 weeks on mission for the gospel. I didn't really know a ton of people that did it personally, and so it just kept popping up on my Instagram. And so one day I texted Cal and I was like, hey, what do you know about GenSend? And Cal, of course, was like, oh my gosh, I've been praying that the Lord would send people out specifically through GenSend. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I have to apply. And so I did not want to apply. It took me 2 months to submit my application, not because it was long or hard, but because I just literally didn't want to go. And so I reluctantly submitted my application and interviewed with the head leader of Billings, Montana. And I was like, man, like, I think I have to go. And still, it took me forever to say yes, but by the end of the year, I had committed my summer to going on mission with GenSend. And I think that oftentimes in our walk with the Lord, we think that we're only going to be called away from bad things, away from sin, away from things that aren't good for us. But in my case, I was being called away from something that was good. Like, I loved my life here in Houston. I loved my friends. I loved my family. And I knew that if I experienced the spiritual depravity that exists in a place like Montana, where people just don't know about the gospel, I knew that the Lord was going to burden my heart to stay there in Montana. And so I was like, I don't want to go. Like, I do not want to leave. I remember sitting in a coffee shop with Cal and Hannah and Darby, and I just cried because I didn't want to leave my life here. I was comfortable. I had a good job. I had a lot of things lined up for me. I was about to graduate college. I didn't want to give up my last summer to do, like, I wanted to have fun with my friends. I wanted to just have the easy life. But still, I had already committed my summer to GenSend, and I knew that it was just something that I was going to have to do. And I remember Cal telling me that I needed to pray for a healthy dissatisfaction with my life. And so as I began to do that, the Lord began to change my heart. And I just began to realize that, like, life is not about me. Like, I knew that, but the way that I was living and the things that I was saying and the things that I desired, they pointed to the fact that I believed that my life was about me. I believed that it was about what I wanted and not what the Lord wanted. Like, I wasn't interested in joining in on what the Lord was doing. I was interested in having the life that I had always dreamed of having. And so about like a month leading up to my trip with GenSend, I kind of knew that I was probably going to be moving to Montana. And even though, like, there was a lot of emotions and I was still very reluctant to go, I just continued to say yes and continued to trust that the Lord was going to provide everything that I needed, and he did. And so I just finished my 8 weeks in Billings, Montana, and the biggest thing that I learned is how to leverage your life for the gospel. Everything that I learned in Montana are things that all of us can do in our everyday lives. I wasn't like street preaching or just using my time at a church. Like, yes, we worked with a church plant in Billings, Montana, and we did a lot of things with the Christian community there. A lot of what we did was build relationships with people. And so a huge lesson that I learned is just how relational the gospel is and how important relationships are to bridging, to creating a bridge for the gospel. I think I had always put a lot of pressure on myself to just proclaim the good news and just tell people about Jesus and like get it over with and then leave, because I didn't want to sit in the discomfort of really walking with people through them coming to faith, through them coming to know Jesus. But in Montana, like, we were forced to do that. Like, a huge part of what we did was build relationships with people. One of the ways that we did that was we rode the bus every single day. And public transportation in Billings is kind of crazy. Like, there's some crazy people that ride the bus, but we were able to have so many conversations with people, and they weren't always gospel conversations, but we were getting to know people. We were treating them as genuine people and not just as projects, because they're not projects. None of us are projects. Like, we are all created in the image of God, and God loves us, and he cares about who we are. He cares about the things we love. He cares about the things that we do. And so I guess my encouragement to all of you is to walk in that same confidence in knowing that you can live the missionary life no matter what you do. Like, you are a missionary for the gospel regardless of what you do for work, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you like. You have an opportunity to build relationships with the people around you no matter where you go. And that completely changed my perspective of ministry. I never felt called to go work in a church or to really do like any type of ministry like that. Like, I want to have a normal job. I think that I was gifted to have a normal job. I want to teach dance. I want to do videography. Like, I want to do these very, I don't know, secular things. But regardless of what the Lord calls you to do, you have such a unique opportunity to minister to the people that you're doing everyday life with. And that's what the gospel is. Like, yes, we're called to proclaim the good news, but we're also called to walk with people. And so that was a huge thing that I learned this summer. And the Lord did burden my heart for the people in Montana. And I will be moving to Montana at the end of August, which is huge, because that's just not something that I would have ever done before knowing Jesus, and even a year ago. And so it's been so cool to see how the Lord is able to use your yes. Like, I had no idea what it was going to look like spending 8 weeks in a random city with a bunch of random people that I didn't know. And I was terrified, but I said yes anyways. And I can't imagine what my life would have looked like if I had never gone and did that. And so walk in the confidence of like following the Lord and walking by faith, knowing that like there's going to be fruit from that. You can spend your entire life being comfortable and always resisting where the Lord is calling you. And sure, like, if you have faith in Jesus, like, you'll get to heaven. But man, like, we have such a unique opportunity to join in on what God is doing on the earth right now. Like, we are all called to fulfill the Great Commission. That's not a suggestion, that's a command. And so regardless of where you live or what you do or anything else, like, you have an opportunity to live your life for the sake of the gospel, to lay down your life, to sacrifice, and it's going to cost you, and it's going to be uncomfortable, but I have experienced so much joy and fulfillment in saying yes to the Lord, and I just can't imagine what my life would have looked like without ever doing that. And so that's my story.